May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" We looked at this some weeks ago here at CTK, and it ministered to me so much. I don't know whether this did to the people who were hearing, I don't know, but that it says something about his character, his nature, and that God is kind. And it's not just about God, because he's kind, he leads us to repentance, that we're led to repentance because we know that when we repent, we return, we find someone who's kind, who's not condemning, someone who's good in the truest sense of the word, not full of anger and condemnation and wrath, but we encounter his kindness. That's a real motivation to, in the place of brokenness or failure again, having fallen again and frustration, the condemnation that the enemy puts on you, the lies he says to you about you finally crossed the line this time, you've done it too much, you've done it too many times, God doesn't really believe you're serious, whatever. And then remember, no, there's a God who's kind, who's full of kindness, who waits for me. And I'm not going to encounter, this is the stuff from the enemy. That's not the voice of the Lord. But there's something else, too, that it means. And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter, when I get there, I'll know what side of page it's on, I can tell you. Chapter 2. This is verse 9. "But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit teaches and searches all things, even the depths of God." You see, that's also when he talks about it's the kindness of God that leads a person to repentance. Or all these things that the ears haven't heard or the eyes haven't seen, all that God has prepared for those who love him. But the Holy Spirit reveals the depths of God. And we think about the context of that verse, the depths of all the stuff God has, all the stuff God wants to bless us with, all the stuff God wants us to experience and to encounter. I don't know about you, but I want my eye to see and I want my ear to hear. And I want to plunge and explore the depths of God's heart and God's kindness and goodness. I don't want to just God's favor be a hope or a wish or a sermon or just be a longing in God's heart or just a longing in my heart. I want to experience the full measure practically manifested that God has laid out, that he's paid for through the finished work of Christ. I want my eyes to see. I want my ears to hear. I want to experience. But the issue is repentance. And in prayer this morning, the Lord just spoke this cool thing to me. I actually heard it in a song. They were just repeating this. They weren't even talking about repentance. They were just repeating this phrase. What happened is how the Holy Spirit leads you. Some many years ago, when I was 32 years old, I heard somebody lead worship in California at Vineyard Church, Wimber's Church, who had just written a song that kind of blew the whole church world away. We still do it every once in a while. It's called "So Come" by a guy named Kevin Prosh. I just got curious about, does this guy even exist and still live? And so, of course, he does. And he writes really unique stuff. And he, so I just plugged in this thing. I wanted to hear this song. And it's him and Heidi Baker are just like crying out to God, just singing this phrase over and over again. And this little bitty small album that he made with her. And the phrase was this, "And I want you more than that." And they just kept saying that over and over again, "I want you more than that." They never tried to explain what that was. So it was obvious it was just anything. "I want you more than that." And the Lord said to me, he said, "Chuck, that's the spirit of repentance." He said, "I want you more than that." And it's the kindness of God, of course, his temperament and his personality that draws me to repentance, but it's also all those things, his kindness is stored up for me. things that eye haven't seen and ear hasn't heard, the depths of God's heart and God's all the glory and gifts and riches of God that are in Christ. I want Him more than that. Whatever, I want that. I want Him so bad that I want Him more than that. We talk about, and we're going to, for CTK, it's going to be an evolving theme even more, is that I long to see, TC's nephew asked me something, Desi asked me about, like, what do I want to see happen in 218? I forget, was something like that. And I said, I want to see more. I want to go farther in experiencing all the fullness of Christ that I possess. I want to dive deep into the depths of all the riches of Jesus, and I want to manifest those in a supernatural life and a supernatural lifestyle. And I want to go farther than I've ever gone before. As a matter of fact, I want to go as far as you can possibly go. The apostles walked right into it. They didn't have to go through all this gyrations. They were just people who denied Christ, and not too many days later, they just walked it out, began to manifest the life of Christ in fullness. So that's what I'm after. See, that's the kindness of God to me. That's what God offers. I want Him more than that. Whatever that is, I want Him more than that. That's repentance. That makes it simple for me. That makes sense to me. I better quit talking or I'll confuse you. I get excited about something and I keep talking and I think, Lord, I think I'm confusing them now. I should have just left it alone. It was simple. I'll just give you a new phrase for repentance. I want You, Lord, more than that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.